Welcome, everybody. This is me reading stuff. My name's Robin O'Neill. I'm an artist. I make drawings. That's what I do day in, day out. But I read a lot. I love reading and I love sharing books with people. I've always had book clubs, usually just with one person at a time. The main one is my friend Erica, which we have not done that in a while. Our last book was a Mark Strand book. Hey, Erica, if you're listening, let's start that up again. Who else have I had book club with? I don't remember, but throughout my life, I like a one-on-one book club. Oh, no. In high school, I actually went to a Barnes & Noble book club with a whole bunch of, at the time, I would have called them old people. They were probably younger than me, now that I think back on it. My friend, same person who I just mentioned, Erica, she was sitting next to people on a first date at a restaurant in San Francisco the other day, and this guy referred to a woman in her 40s as elderly. I can't even deal with it. Anyway, back to that book club. We read The Bone People by, I think she's a New Zealand writer named Carrie Holmes. And, you know, I have saved that book because I think the activity of having a book club with a bunch of adults at that time was so special to me. And I loved the book at the time. I remember I made like a series of paintings about it in high school art class and stuff. But I need to revisit that. I have no idea if that book is any good. Give me a shout out if you've ever read that book, because I've never spoken to another human being who's read that. Well, besides the elderly folk I had my book club with at Barnes & Noble. That same Barnes & Noble is where I had my first art show, solo show, that is. Not my first art show, but this was before Starbucks really had freestanding type. Well, I think it was a Starbucks in the Barnes & Noble, or they had a Starbucks coffee brewed in a thermos or something. I mean, it was like really before the coffee shop trend really hit it big in the 90s. But I was on top of that the second it did, and I asked the manager if I could have an art show there. By the way, that's nobody's asking, but if you ever were to say, Robin, what is your advice on how to get an art show where you want to show your art? I would say, ask for it. I did that back then in high school, and I still do that now, and it usually works. As long as you've got the work to back it up, just ask for what you want. And if you don't get it, then move on and figure out somewhere else to ask about it. So that's my advice for the day. You guys, I don't want to dwell on it. I really don't. But last week was so nice. So I had such a nice relief from all of my horrible health problems with my heart. And sadly, 2 days after I spoke with you guys about it, everything got really, really bad again. And it still is. And this whole time, my heart's been palpitating like crazy while talking to you. It's been like that for days and days. So that's not fun, because I was really thinking this was the end of that for a while. And it's clearly not. And these drugs are clearly not working. I mean, they did for 4 or 5 days, and then they didn't. So I go in to see my cardiologist tomorrow, and I'm just supposed to hang tight until then. So thank you guys for being so sweet to me and reaching out. I need to return some of your messages, and I'm sorry I haven't done that yet. But my life kind of got derailed yet again. So, and by the way, I have an art book coming out. It's called A Monograph in the Art World, a big book full of pretty much, I mean, not every drawing I've ever made, but let's say the highlights. Tons of drawings. Hundreds, I think. So that's my big, exciting news that I've been dying to tell you guys about. And I have to get well because I'm doing a book tour starting in September. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. But I'm honestly, my whole life, I knew I wanted to be an artist, but what I wanted goal-wise was to have an art book. So this is the most exciting thing I've ever experienced by far. I mean, art shows kind of come with the territory, but no offense to my own life, I guess, I don't get as excited about those. Here's what I get excited about: making the work. Pretty much that's it. But I've always wanted an art book, and my work actually reproduces pretty well. So I think it's going to be a good book. I know it is. And I can't wait to share that with you guys. So long story short, time is ticking. I have so much coming up. There is no way I can keep feeling like this. But I mean, what am I supposed to do? This is my heart. This is this major organ in my stupid body. Speaking of bodies, oh my God. I hate shopping with a passion. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that. Like, I am not somebody who wants to go to the mall. The only reason I would go to the mall is to experience its air conditioning or if there was a movie theater in the mall. Anything else about it? I'd eat a pretzel, okay? I'll go that far. And I will love the salt on it. Other than that, malls can just go fuck themselves. Not my thing. I don't like to shop. So I found out about Trunk Club, which is a service, if you don't know, where a stylist talks to you via chat room or something, and you tell them what you like. You give them photos of clothes you like, what you need. So I signed up to do this stupid thing because that's how much I hate to shop. And I'm out. I still wear clothes from college. Most of my clothes are from 1997 to about 2000. I occasionally will get something new and that'll be a big deal and that feels good. But I'm just not someone who wants to put forth money towards clothes. I don't get it. I seriously shop on Hanes.com. That's where I get a lot of my shirts. And you know I love sweatpants. So, but I need to look better. I'm 40 years old. I have things to do. Well, I do have this book tour coming up. I would like to look a little bit better, okay? So I do this, and I'm thinking this is going to be great. Oh, meanwhile, I get rid of 4 enormous trash bags worth of clothes. They're gone. I put them in the dump, not in the dumpster, in the Goodwill drop thing. So I can't get those back, but I basically have no clothes right now. And then my stupid Trunk Club comes today. I take 5 minutes out of my day, which I don't want to do. Even 5 minutes of trying on clothes. I'm like, are you kidding me with the amount of things I could be doing in that 5 minutes? I mean, even if it was just taking some deep breaths and drinking water, that's better than trying on clothes. So I try them on and you guys, I fucking hate every single thing with such an intense passion. I've never looked worse in my life as I did in those 5 minutes. I will never be able to erase the memory of what I looked like in the mirror. They were awful. And I don't know, maybe these are cool clothes. I really doubt it because I think I kind of have an understanding of what looks... I don't want to diss an entire group of people, the type of people I see these clothes going on. So I'm not going to go down that path because that's why I don't like fashion anyway because I think it's so kind of mean-spirited. That doesn't make any sense. It does to me. You would have to listen to me break it down. But anyway, you know what? Moving on. It's 8 minutes. Let me put you on pause. Let me find something nice to read and I'll stop complaining. I'm sorry. See, this is what happens. When my heart feels bad, I complain and I act bitchy and I act upset and everything makes me anxious. But that Trunk Club sucked for real. Like, that is not because my heart feels bad. If my heart felt great, I would try that on and feel the same way. Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm back. My air conditioning came on. It makes me so happy. It's not even that hot out, but sometimes I just want to pretend like it's... I love wearing sweaters. I love pretending like I live in a cold climate most of my life now. God, has it been... Yes, it's been most of my life. I've lived in warm climates. I think I need to move to Alaska or something. I'm just always hot. I feel so hot all the time, especially the back of my neck. Oh, see? I'm such a complainer. Okay, you guys. I've read her so many times now, it's getting ridiculous, but I've just been loving Mary Ruffel more and more as time goes on. So I wanted to read one of my favorites from her collection that came out in 2013 from Wave Poetry, Wave Books. I will put a link in the description of this podcast so that you can buy it from them. Or, you know, seek it out some way. Trances of the Blast. That's the name of the book. The title of the poem is called Middle School. I went to Cesar Pavisi Middle School. The gymnasium was a chapel dedicated to loneliness, and no one played games. There was a stained glass window over the principal's desk, and innumerable birds flew against it, reciting Shelley with all their might. But it was bulletproof. And besides, our leaders were never immortal. The classrooms were modeled after motel rooms, replete with stains, and in remedial cases, saucers of milk on the floor for innumerable cats, or kittens, depending on the time of year. in them we were expected to examine ourselves and pass. The principal himself once jumped off the roof at noon to show us school spirit. Our mascot was Twist Tie Man. Our team, the Bitter Herbs. Our club, the Reconsiderers. It was an honor to have gone, though a tad strict in retrospect. You've probably heard that we all became janitors, sitting in basements next to boilers, reading cheap paperback books of Italian poetry, and never sweep a thing. Yet the world runs fine. Okay, you guys, isn't that a good one? You know, I want to apologize again. I know I'm not really doing awesome right now. I'm maybe not even reading the best variety of excerpts or poetry. I'm just not myself. I will be soon. I hope. So thanks for sticking with me. You guys, if you like this podcast, please share it with your friends. And if you like it and listen to it on iTunes, I would appreciate you leaving me a review on there. It's really easy to do. And what else? Oh, the CEO of Kleenex poetry competition is still going on. I've extended it until further notice. So if you wanted to apply and you just didn't do it, please apply. You send it to an email. I think it's me reading stuff at iCloud.com. And we will start reviewing those soon. And what do you win? If you win this competition, you win a big care package from yours truly. I'm from Nebraska. Trust me, we know how to put together a fun, caring care package. So, you guys, what do I want to say in closing? I just want to say thank you for being there. I just want to apologize one last time for anything I need to apologize for. I don't mean that as insincerely as it seemed. Buy Mary Ruffel books. You guys all love her. I know that. If you have your health, you truly have everything. You never know that until it's gone. So appreciate your days best you can. I love you guys. Bye-bye.